of naming your kid Whitey to allow him to live a long baseball life, he sent a picture of Whitey's ice cream. And he's, I will say this, normally when something is hyped, it's one of these local products, it's like, oh, it's the greatest thing. I will say this, Whitey's ice cream is really good.
Never had it.
It's a local product there, and I prefer the vanilla or the chocolate chip, but I used to have a ritual that back when I was, you know, I ate more and I was younger.
Right.
At my pregame, anytime we did a game at the Quad City Thunder, my pregame would consist of two Made Right sandwiches and Whitey's ice cream, because if you've never experienced a Made Right sandwich, that is another Quad Cities thing, which it's like a sloppy Joe. Ooh. Without the sauce. It's not red sauce. It's just loose beef.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's
a loose meat sandwich.
Okay, I'd never. My only experience with a loose meat sandwich was a Made Right burger, and the texture is different, but you got to get used to it. But so that's not unfamiliar to you, a loose meat sandwich?
No, because I watched Roseanne as a kid, and she had a loose meat sandwich shop.
Really? Where did that take place?
Lanford, Illinois, which I think they were saying was Rockford, right? Weren't they saying it was Rockford? Is Lanford a place?
No,
Rockford, right?
Is that supposed to be like Lombard and Rockford?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, the best of both worlds combined.
That's what that's based in this. That would be your exposure. That's obviously based on Made Right.
There it is.
Fascinating.
This from the 708. It is fine for a white person to call another white person Whitey, but not a black person to call a white person Whitey. Same rules as the N-word with black people.
Just
go ahead and try that.
Give that a shot.
Yeah, give that a spin.
See how it works for you.
What are you talking about?
Again, so many texters just try so hard.
That's not. That's what popped in your head when we talk about Whitey Ford and Whitey Herzog. I'm like, all right, man. Whatever. Enjoy your life. Go ahead and try that. Give that a good spin next time you're at a high school basketball game or something. Just stand up and scream it out because I said Whitey Ford or Whitey Herzog or made fun of the name Whitey. Yes, they have the same connotation.
Yes. Wouldn't the appropriate equivalency be something like Boston Blackies?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Instead of taking it directly to the N-word.
Like, come on. This is just a person who wants to say the N-word.
Right.
And if you want to say that, feel free.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're allowed.
Yes. Find a Bobby Portis type individual and say it in front of them.
Hub after an update.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday versus Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com.
Yeah, a guy that's going to, you know, leave everything he's got out there. And, you know, that's all, again, that's what Bobby can focus on. That's what our team can focus on at this time, is going out and playing with effort. Bobby's been a constant in that area.
That's Bulls head coach Fred Hoiberg talking about Bobby Portis. Portis averaging 19-10 since returning from his suspension. And, of course, I must mention that Portis and Nico Mirotic have still not spoken nearly a month after an altercation at practice that led to Portis' suspension. Bulls back in action tomorrow night when they play the Thunder in scenic Oklahoma City. In baseball, the GM meeting is currently underway in Orlando, Florida. Theo Epstein has not ruled out re-signing closer Wade Davis, and the Cubs have also been linked to Zach Britton. He closes for the Orioles. Tonight at the United Center, college basketball matchups galore. Duke plays Michigan State, and Kansas takes on Kentucky in the Champions Classic. This scoreboard update brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter. And the Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and The Blind Barber, located at Fulton Market in Chicago. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Hi, Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
I am tired of watching this crap. That was awful today.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
If Jordan Howard doesn't get the ball 14 or 15 times in the first half, I'm going to break at least two TV sets here at The Score.
Hub Arkish.
Fish.
Hubarcus, that's getting better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Hub's the director of football content for Shaw Media. He is the editor of Pro Football Weekly. You read his work in the Chicago Sun-Times, and he is the senior football expert for Sports Radio 670 The Score. He's brought to you by Webb Ford for a great deal on Fords in Chicago. Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. Hello, Hub.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're all right. The Bears lost to the Packers, even though we thought they shouldn't have, but both those teams didn't look good, and it was a bad football experience for me. How'd you feel about it?
Well, I thought the Packers looked pretty good. I mean, let's give them credit where it's due. They were just awful on Monday night, and they came back on Sunday and fixed what was broken. I thought that Brett Hundley was very efficient, you know, made some big plays when he had to, threw a couple beautiful balls to Devontae Adams, and a team that couldn't rush the quarterback to save their lives for the 3-4 weeks leading up to the game had 5 sacks, you know. So I give the Packers credit. The Bears, you know, I think that there is a serious overreaction going on right now. The team had put together, you know, 4 pretty solid performances leading up to Sunday. They came off the bye. They weren't focused. They weren't particularly well prepared. I think that we had, you know, magnifying glasses and spotlights put on a few obvious issues, you know, that we've known about and that just got that much worse. But I'll be very surprised if the Bears don't come back and give the Lions all they can handle this Sunday.
I look at the way we talk about John Fox and the way John Fox talks about himself, trying to figure out what he does, this endless quest to determine what does John Fox do, and it's all generalities. It's all have a culture, make sure things happen in the right way, or hold people responsible, whatever these globalized words you want to use. So when a team looks like the Bears looked, sloppy, unprepared, not ready to take advantage of opportunity, shooting themselves in the foot with pre-snap penalties, if he's going to define himself with generalities, I get to fairly criticize him similarly with generalities when they look generally bad. Is that fair?
No, absolutely. And he, to his credit, he'd be the first one to tell you it's fair, you know, and I almost felt for him, yesterday in the room, you know, when we talked to him, because my sense, and I was not in the majority on this. I talked it with some of the other guys in the room, and I was definitely a minority. But my sense is that what he was really saying was, you know, I didn't do a good job, and some people on my staff really let me down for the first time. And that's what happened, you know. I mean, the bottom line is that he cannot, from his position, tell whether Benny Cunningham, A, stepped out of bounds, or B, fumbled that football. That's up to somebody upstairs who's got all the replays to study them and make a recommendation. Obviously, they gave him a bad recommendation. Now, you can look at it 16 different ways. You can argue about what it really was on Monday, but the one thing that was never in dispute was that Cunningham did lose the ball when it hit the pylon, and while it's a god-awful rule that makes no sense, you got to know the rule, you know, and most people were all over it, and that never should have been challenged, and he's going to take the heat for it, but I don't really think that one was his fault.
How do you think Mitchell Trubisky played?
You know, he played okay. I thought that, you know, he obviously threw the ball a little bit more. He had a higher completion percentage, not a good enough completion percentage. He made a couple nice throws, a gorgeous throw to Bellamy, you know, on the touchdown. The accuracy was still an issue when he was standing in the pocket. There was a few that he missed badly. But I thought, you know, for his fifth game, that he took a nice step forward that you would expect in your fifth game. I think they're killing him out there, Jace. I you know, I've tried to be patient and give it the benefit of the doubt. We're going on a year plus 10 weeks now, and I hope that Dowell Loggins has a long and lucrative career in the NFL, but I just don't think it's going to be as an offensive coordinator. This team, it's not about the play calling. Everybody wants to focus on the play calling. This team has no identity. I mean, they're not a running team. They're not a passing team. Their quarterback isn't a pocket passer. He's not a movement guy. They've got one of the best weapons in the NFL in Jordan Howard, and they don't know how to use him. They don't seem to understand that when your offensive line is banged up, you got to let them go straight ahead and beat people up. That's what they're going to do best. They don't get any of the basic things that most pretty good offensive coaches seem to understand.
Is there any way, when you say, and I know you're qualifying it, but say you hope he has a long and lucrative career, but is there a comp for an offensive coordinator that got better at it with experience, that somebody who was given play-calling responsibilities? I believe it's the second time he's done it. But all of a sudden, the light goes on and maybe gets a little more talent and just looks better at it?
I'm sure there is. There's nobody that comes to mind. But when I say a long and lucrative career, I mean as an assistant coach and probably a position coach. I when he was the quarterback coach and they were having some success with Adam Gase and Jay Cutler, and when people were getting banged up and they were throwing guys in every week and they were ready to play, I assume some of that was to Loggins' credit. So maybe his lot in life is to be a quarterback coach. Maybe he's a quarterback coach and assistant head coach. We've not seen anything in 26 games now to suggest that he knows how to design an offense.
Last eight games of the season, who has to show more, Tariq Cohen or Adam Shaheen?
Oh, Adam Shaheen.
Seven games, I should say. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, seven games, last seven games this season.
One of the great mysteries to me, and my hat's off to Kevin Fishbane, he's not with us anymore at Pro Football Weekly, but he had the question of the day yesterday in the presser because I wasn't even aware of it. But he asked John Fox why Tariq Cohen only had 13 snaps on Sunday. And I didn't realize that. I know he's been out there, and I know they didn't give him the ball much, but I didn't realize he wasn't getting on the field to get the ball. I don't know why that would be. It makes no sense. They've said he's their best playmaker. I don't think he should get a lot of straight handoffs in a one-back set because that's not going to be his strength. He's not a bad runner out of the backfield, and he does benefit from being hard to find back there because he's so small. But he's not going to, in short area, it's much harder to use that quickness and do the whole human joystick thing. Now, on returning kicks, out on pass patterns, in space, then he's a dangerous weapon. And when you realize the limitations, Dontrell Inman looked nice. So now they've got one receiver. I get that Josh Bellamy caught the touchdown pass, but I still don't understand why they'd ever put him out there at receiver. He's not going to play the position. He had eight targets. He had two catches. Kendall Wright is fine as a possession slot guy, but he's obviously limited in his ability to separate. Gentry's not even on the roster anymore. Why Tariq Cohen isn't out there at wide receiver or in the slot when he's not a running back and getting 30, 35 snaps a game is a real mystery to me. But in answer to your question, Shaheen had the one nice play, but we talked about this last week. People keep saying, when's he going to get more chances? He's been on the field. His snap count has gone up every week, and he was on the field for almost the entire game on Sunday. And he did look good on that play, and they got to design stuff like that to get to him. His blocking has improved, but he is still, a long ways away from what you hope you got when you use a second-round pick on him.
Did you get a satisfactory answer for the Kyle Long conundrum of a guy healthy enough to dress, healthy enough to play, but not healthy enough to really play?
Yeah, I think I did, Dan, and it's funny because Olin and Kat and I were loggerheads on this in the post game, more talking off the air. They couldn't understand it. They've been there, and their opinions are more valuable than mine. Their attitude was, if you got a uniform on, you're on the field. My thought was that neither Long or Tom Compton was healthy enough to play. They had to dress one of them. They can't go out there with just six offensive linemen dressed, so they dressed the tougher guy, and in case of an emergency, they were going to throw him out there. Maybe I'm giving too much the benefit of the doubt on that, but I know Kyle, and I know it had to be killing him standing out there in that baseball hat, and so that's my understanding, and I think that's pretty much what Fox said. He couched it again in terms of practice and being prepared and all that, and I don't know, maybe he thought he was helping cover for him. He just makes it sound sillier when he does that. But I do think that's the answer. I don't think either him or Compton was healthy enough to play, but they had to dress one of them, and so Kyle took the bullet.
We've been talking a lot about development of young players, and a guy that I think is extremely important to the success of this offense going forward is a guy who's been jostled around a little bit and hasn't played well at either position, and that's Cody Whitehair. What do you think is going on with him right now?
Jason, he's the definition of the sophomore slump, and it's been there forever in many sports, and not everybody suffers it, but there's no question there is some reality to it, and I think that maybe early on with the injuries where they were moving him from center to guard, it might have hurt him, but then they did lock him back in at center, and he started having trouble with the shotgun snap, and then he seemed to get that under control, and Now they're forced to move him back out to guard. I mean, we've got 16 games of tape last year in which you could see that you had a future potential Pro Bowl center, and I don't think that's gone. I just think that it's been too much of a mess up there. And that's why I'm not ready to write off the last seven games. I mean, if these guys ever got healthy enough just to line up the five starters together, the offensive line could potentially still be a strength of this team. I don't think they're good enough at left tackle, but I think they're good enough at left guard through right tackle. And I think in the case of Whitehair, I think Long, to me, is struggling from that ankle not being right and now having multiple injuries to go with it. You look at Sitton's been out there pretty much all the time, but he's trying to cover for multiple guys. Hronus Grisou doesn't belong on the field. I'm sorry. These are nice kids, and you wish them the best, but he got destroyed early in the game yesterday, and that was at his natural position. And so I still think that there's probably as much good as bad, or maybe more good than bad, in three drafts from Ryan Pace, but that's not one. I think they missed on that third-round pick. And now you look at Whitehair, who's in the middle of all that, bouncing from position to position. I just think they got to try and get him back to center, keep him there the rest of the year, get him refocused, and that they've still got potentially a pretty good football player there.
More coming with Hub, but we are going to bounce it around the league a little bit with some questions about some other places. This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make your Burlington store your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family. Plus, sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less Burlington style for everyone. More football talk coming up on The Score.
For Bears conversation and insider information is right here. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Amazon. The countdown to Amazon Black Friday Deals Week has begun. Shop today. The NFL implemented its concussion protocol back in 2009. Its then marquee player Peyton Manning admitted in 2011 that he intentionally tried to underperform on the concussion baseline test so that he would have an easier time passing a post-concussion comparison test and get back on the field sooner. Therein lies the conundrum. How do you protect the players from themselves and also the league from future litigation when most of the guys will downplay their own head trauma to stay on the field? In the last 2 weeks, we've seen this in high-profile fashion, with both the Seahawks' Russell Wilson and the Colts' Jacoby Brissett getting drilled only to return in short order. The league has two choices. Get serious about taking guys' helmets, or continue to let the players make the decisions themselves and set the league up for continued criticism. I'm Tiki Barber.
I'm having that 6:59 feeling again.
What?
You know, that mini panic attack right before the workday starts when you're sure you've forgotten something?
Nope, that's my favorite time of day. I work with Cintas, so I always know we're ready for the workday. They handle our uniforms, fire extinguishers, first aid, safety training, floor mats, and restroom supplies.
I think I need to call Cintas.
They might just make a morning person out of you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Last.
If you're in need of a mortgage this holiday season, then you need to call the mortgage experts on Team Hochberg for your next mortgage. Team Hochberg proudly supports Cal's Angels, a 501c3 pediatric cancer foundation established by Tom and Stacy Sutter after losing their son Cal to leukemia. Cal's Angels grants wishes, raises awareness, and funds pediatric cancer research. Cal's Angels 12 Days of Christmas helps families with children fighting cancer by providing gifts for each child in the family and gift cards for the family's holiday dinner. The program was created to help relieve the burden of holiday shopping so families can focus on creating lasting memories with their sick child. Team Hochberg adopted a family and would like your help making sure every child receives the gifts they requested this holiday. To help families battling pediatric cancer, go to perldavid.com and click on the Cal's Angels logo to purchase a gift or make a cash donation. If you're in need of a mortgage, call Team Hochberg. at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You know what's better than getting a new smartphone? Getting a great deal on a new Samsung Galaxy S8. That's right, for a limited time, save 50% instantly on a Samsung Galaxy S8 with Sprint Flex Lease. Visit your local Sprint store, go to sprint.com/GS8 or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Works for me.
Galaxy Samsung 8, 1563 per month for 18 months. For well-qualified customers with lease and new line activation. Limited time offer. Savings until 1/31/19 and $60 per month for line 1, $40 per month for line 2, and $30 per month per line for lines 3 through 5. With auto pay discount applied within 2 invoices. Best price compared to similar plans from national carriers. Features differ, other monthly charges apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Sunday, to find his daughter's killer.
It is the 1 year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence, real time, crowdsourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gave us a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
You think all this is gonna work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the crowd, Sunday, only CBS.
671-0600. Tonight, join The Score's Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show from 6 to 10 p.m. at The Scout at 1301 South Wabash Avenue in Chicago. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Marcus, not getting better than this.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. Tomorrow you have Hub. We have him now, and Hub's a good thing to have. Hub, all right, so we got about 7 games left for most of the NFL season for a lot of these teams. So who is in danger of being let go before the season is done and as soon as the season is over? Because that Black Monday is one thing where heads go a-flying. So who's on the hot seat right now?
You know, the key is it's got to be a team that has somebody on the staff they can install as an interim guy, either because he brings some credibility or because he's somebody that they want to take a look at. And that's why it doesn't happen very often. I think in the case of the New York Giants, Ben McAdoo just got his second dreaded vote of confidence. And so obviously something's got to get better in the next couple of weeks or he might not make it. I think it would make sense in Cleveland, but I think the general manager and whatever DePodesta's title is are probably in as much or more trouble as Hugh Jackson. So he'll probably be okay. And you know, guys, and this is not, this is just based on common sense. This does not is not coming from anything I've heard. I'm not saying that I've got any indication this is going to happen. But if the Bears don't bounce back and play better than they did against the Packers in the next week or two, you could make the argument, if you're going to do it at the end of the year, that it would make sense to pull the plug on Fox now.
Yep.
And give Vic Fangio 4, 5, 6 weeks to audition. Again, no sources. I'm
right.
Not saying it's something everybody's thinking of, but it's, you know, you keep an eye on that if the Bears don't play well. Other than that, there's other guys who are going to be gone at the end of the year, Dirk Cutter in Tampa Bay. I think almost certainly Marvin Lewis, almost certainly. I just don't think Paul Brown would do that. Mike Brown, I'm sorry, would do that to him in season. And then there'll be a couple other guys on
the ball. Ben McAdoo is definitely,
yeah, mentioned
right,
McAdoo.
You mentioned him. And then what about in Indianapolis?
Yeah, Chuck Pagano's in trouble, and that's a shame because he's a good coach and he's a better guy. But he's got a new GM in Chris Ballard who came in, gave him the season. He inherited Pagano with 3 years left on his deal that Jim Irsay didn't want to eat. He's still going to have 2 years at the end of this contract, but that's not quite as painful. The other interesting thing, though, is that they'll still be paying Ryan Grigson for 2 more years. You know, I'm sure Ballard had assurances when he took that job that if things didn't work out, he could have his own guy at the end of the year. And it's really not Pagano's fault. What are you going to do without Andrew Luck, you know? But that's the reality, and so Pagano is definitely in trouble.
Bob, I was looking forward to talking to you since Sunday afternoon because the last couple of weeks especially, I've watched the Minnesota Vikings offense operate with the running back that they didn't plan to have being their lead guy and a quarterback that they didn't plan to have being their starting quarterback. I know Pat Shurmur had a rough run with the Cleveland Browns. Everybody does. But is he a guy that is in line for another head coaching job, or is this just, you know, hey, he's making chicken salad and nobody thinks more of it?
Well, he also has a really mediocre offensive line.
Right.
Give him a ton of credit. But you also got to remember, he had a really nice run as an offensive coordinator in a few spots before it didn't work out as a head coach. So will he get a second chance? I think he's got to do more than what he's done so far. I think the perception when you think about the Vikings is still much more about the defense than the offense. And last week was really the first week that they've gone off under Keenum, and now they're going to have a QB controversy, you know, with Bridgewater, although not this week, coming off what Keenan did last week.
You can't this week.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't make any sense. But there's other guys. I mean, if you want the best offensive coordinator in football right now, that's Frank Reich in Philadelphia. And if you haven't heard of this kid, Matt LaFleur, out in Los Angeles, he's 38 years old. He's not really a kid. But this isn't just a fluke with him. He was with Kyle Shanahan in Atlanta for a couple years before getting out there and was the quarterback coach for Matt Ryan. And so LaFleur and Reich, and then probably the top name on the list, I know Dan Pompeo is very high on this, is Josh McDaniels, is going to get a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's at least three guys that I'm sure would be looked at before anybody got around to Shurmur.
This was Ben Roethlisberger talking to Pittsburgh sports radio station The Fan, talking about playing on Thursday nights. It's miserable. It's terrible. They just need to get rid of this game, I think. Just play on Mondays and Sundays. It's so tough on guys. You're beat up. You're banged up. He said, I'm sure the Titans would say the same thing. Everyone who's played on Thursday night would say the same thing. You've got to let your body recover a little bit. When you go on such a short week, man, it's just not good. So we can add his name to the list of players who feel empowered to speak up about this. Richie Incognito talked about it. Doug Baldwin talked about it. And other players have been grumbling about it off the record forever. How much longer do you think we'll have Thursday night football? Or do we have to wait until the 2020 reopening of the collective bargaining agreement for that to happen?
Yeah, I think it'll be 2020 because, you know, the owners are battling on a bunch of other fronts. They're worried about their TV ratings. They're worried about their advertising revenues. And this is found money, you know, and it's a lot of money. You know, it's money that both CBS and NBC stepped up and fought over to each get half of the package, you know. So I think you'd be much harder pressed to find a player in the NFL who likes Thursday nights than to find – nobody likes it. And it's obvious. This isn't – you know, it's not a mystery. It's just, it's not right. You can't play this game and, you know, go through the car wrecks week after week and then come back 3 days later and get back in the car. So I think, you know, players kind of like playing on Thanksgiving. That's once a year because it's got the holiday thing and it's historic. And you know, if you're the Lions or the Cowboys, you do it every year, but other teams only do it once every 4, 5, 6, 7 years. But other than that, it's a horrible thing for the players. It's not a good thing for the game if it's not good for the players. And the league is going to need these 3 years to figure out how to replace that revenue. And obviously, one of the ways players can't have their cake and eat it too. They also don't want a 17th or an 18th regular season game.
Right.
That is harder to defend against because they're playing the preseason games anyway, or at least some of them, and they'd get rid of those. So I think that's going to be part of the trade-off is when you get to that next CBA, by then, if not, they talked about doing it sooner, but then they started running into all their other problems. But in that CBA, two pivotal points are going to be extending the season to 17 or 18 games and then giving back the Thursday nights to make up for it.
What do we think in the latest episodes of As the Jerry Turns? So all of a sudden he's going to stop Roger Goodell from getting his contract extension, and then the owners bounce back and say, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, we might just pull your franchise.
So what's going on there, Hub?
Well, what's going on is Jerry Jones better be aware of how far over the line he is this time, because he has been the most influential owner in the NFL over the last decade plus, but he is now managing to piss off a lot of people that he really shouldn't be, you know, making angry. And you know, I don't even know if he's wrong, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm not a Roger Goodell fan, and so I think there's probably something to some of what he's complaining about, but there's no way that this isn't based in large part on his personal vendetta over the Zeke Elliott thing. There's no way that this isn't based in large part over his ego. And what he miscalculated here is that he's dealing with 31 other huge egos. He's probably not in the top 16 of the net worth of NFL owners. I mean, at least half these guys are more successful and worth more than he is. And so, you know, I think he's picking a fight that he probably should have thought out a little more carefully before he did. And I've talked to legal people about this week. We're trying to do our homework. Legally, he doesn't have a leg to stand on, and the other owners know that, and I think that's why they're emboldened, why they're pushing back a little bit. So this is going to be interesting. You know, we'll watch it for the next couple of weeks, and you know, where will Jones find a way to take a step back and land softly, or will he? You know, maybe he'll take it to the extreme. I don't really know the answer.
All right, Hub, you are moved up tomorrow for Frank at Oak Park and Todd and Gardner and everybody else, the regular callers. It's going to be 4 o'clock instead of 5 because of the special day that we're having with Terry and the book signing and everything else.
I just wanted on record that the only guy I'd give up my starting slot for is Terry Borch. So it's a good move, and I'll look forward to seeing you at 4.
Talk to
Thanks
you.
Thanks,
Hub. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday versus Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Today, both Nico Mirotic and Bobby Portis were present at Bulls practice. They did not interact with one another. Veteran Robin Lopez says his teammates just trying to go about their business.
It's a very difficult situation, obviously. I didn't pick up on any awkwardness, so I think guys are coming in, they're focused on basketball. You know, they're focused on helping the team out as much as possible.
Chicago visits the Oklahoma City Thunder tomorrow night. Chris Dunn likely to start for Justin Holliday in that game. Over to Major League Baseball, the GM meeting is going on this week in Orlando. The Cubs reportedly interested in Orioles closer Zach Britton. Also, Theo Epstein has not ruled out re-signing now free agent Wade Davis. Finally, in college, the latest batch of football playoff rankings will be released later tonight. And in basketball, big matchups tonight at the United Center. Number 1 Duke takes on number 2 Michigan State, and number 4 Kansas takes on number 7 Kentucky. It's the Champions Classic. Catch the 670 The Score Craftsman Mobile Studio live. Head to 670thescore.com/events to see where we'll be this week. Sears is your first destination for Craftsman tools. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by Bowlero. Discover the area's coolest place to bowl, party, and play at Bowlero's 4 stunning Chicagoland locations. Roll in and check out their amazing 5-pound behemoth burger and their full lineup of signature cocktails. Visit them now at bowlero.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk.
It's beautifully put.
And the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Once again, it's on.
It's pretty easy tonight.
Yep.
No local action. And no Blackhawks. No Bulls.
Thank God.
Yeah, there's nothing really on. There's a really light NBA schedule. It's a perfect night if you want to watch some college hoops right here in the city beautiful, Chicago, Illinois. United Center is hosting Duke, Michigan State, Kansas, Kentucky. Looking forward to seeing the new batch of freshmen that I should know about before they make that jump to the NBA. Miles Bridges, I was not surprised that he didn't go because Miles Bridges, his game is a little bit more centered to staying below the rim than I thought it would last year. Now, he's a better athlete than I think his collegiate career so far has shown. He got in a little bit better shape. He was a little floppy last year, so looking forward to seeing him. And Duke's got a bunch of kids. Trayvon Duval, Marvin Bagley, the guy that Chris Patola mentioned, Gary Trent Jr. You know you're old when the Shaq of the Max kid is playing in front of you now. So they got a lot of people, and they're the number one ranked team going up against the number two team. The basketball is going to be sloppy early. We always see this.
It always is. Yeah. And remember, too, that Tom Izzo is a scheduling masochist.
Yeah.
That he, knowing Tom, he's probably muttering to him, yeah, we should be ranked number two right now. They got us overranked. Our kids don't know what we're doing. But he has never minded taking losses to good teams early in the season to forge the steel of a team that can make a deep tournament run. It's what he does. He doesn't mind being, you know, ranked 15th or 17th in the middle of December and then having his best opportunity to make a Final Four later. So this, to me, looks like one of those games potentially for his squad.
80 scouts, as Chris Spatola mentioned.
Wow.
In attendance tonight, a bunch of GMs. I believe Rob Pelinka is going to be there from the Lakers. So everybody's going to be watching. John Paxson, I'm sure, will be in the building because it's his building to you know, walk around and see some of these kids in action and shoot around and stuff. So it's going to be big times in the city tonight. And you'll get your first taste of Dickie V if you haven't. I don't think he's done any other broadcasts. I think tonight he's going to be on, I believe, the first call, the Duke and Michigan State game. But that Kentucky team, too, you know, they rank number seven, and we haven't talked a lot about their freshmen, a bunch of, you know, usually we're talking about the phenom class. They've got a terrific freshman class again, but I think this is one of those Kentucky teams that flies, you know, under the Calipari-esque radar for a little bit, and then, you know, kind of takes the SEC by storm as many of his Kentucky teams do. Fellas, what are you watching tonight?
Yeah, the Kentucky 8 seed that goes to the Final Four,
right,
for Calipari.
Exactly.
Loses in the national championship or whatever that. It'll probably be college basketball mostly for me, but with the wife, she's obsessed with this show that I get suckered into watching occasionally, Below Deck. It's one of the Bravo shows, and it's like reality TV at the high seas of like the
Yar!
Yes, exactly.
Tis reality.
It's like the crew for these very designer boats that people, like the extremely rich people.
Five of boats.
Right out for like days or like a week, week and a half at a time, and it's just all the drama between that. And
really?
It's
what
awful.
Kind of, what
it's,
kind of drama?
What do you mean?
Well, you like, just throw, you throw people.
Are they shooting cannons at each other? Oh, okay.
You throw people on a boat.
Oh, they're all on the same boat. It's
yes,
not like
it's
boats.
It's the entire crew, yeah.
I see. I was thinking it's different
so-and-so's
boats.
Bad at their
boat
job,
wars,
so-and-so
right?
No, it's not boat
that.
Wars. Yeah. So, yeah. So,
I'm sure that I'll get suckered into watching
below
at least
deck?
Part of that. Below Deck. Yes.
Okay. The controversy would be, I'd be throwing up the entire time.
Yeah, you're a little, yeah, a little queasy.
Once again, let's check in on
the
Dan,
last
episode. Still throwing up.
The episode a week from now is called "The Waking of the Resting Bitch." So, if that does anything for you,
well, there it is.
I like my idea better of boat wars. Like you take it to the you take
it's like a big battleship.
Yeah,
like
you take
game
deadliest
out.
Catch or the tuna, wicked tuna, the obvious conclusion, yeah. And just have a, you know, bunch of boats with cannons.
I think our president's getting ready to play boat wars here soon.
Yeah,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. So boat I think you'll get a chance to see your boat wars, Tanny.
Well, I forgot to look and see what was on tonight other than the college hoops.
Thanks,
so
thanks for playing.
I told Brendan, I was like, Brendan, pick something for me to watch tonight. So I'll be taking in on Netflix.
Simpsons
one
episodes.
One of my favorites, D. Ray Davis. His special is called How to Act Black.
Yes!
I didn't know that was on.
Yeah, that's one of the, I think that's the newest comedy special released by Netflix. And they got a bunch of stuff on there. They got a Mark Maron special, a Jerry Seinfeld special, Patton Oswalt, all stuff I have not seen.
Okay.
So hopefully keep the comedy line moving tonight. That's what it's called.
Oh, D-Ray. D-Ray's a guy that has two girlfriends at all times. He goes to events with both of his girlfriends. He talks openly about his girlfriends. They obviously know each other. They're friends. Yeah, D-Ray's a different kind of cat, man.
Hey, good work if you can get right?
Smoke him if you got him kind of vibe.
Yeah. We're going to say good evening to Lawrence Holmes. He and Lance Briggs are what?
I don't know.
You gave me a look.
I didn't give you a damn look for this promo.
What's going on?
What's happening right now?
I don't know. I didn't see Lance or Lawrence, so I'm assuming they're on the remote.
I was going to finish the sentence. So
you stopped because I looked at you?
Well, yeah, because I thought I was saying something wrong.
That works out well for everyone.
Well, I thought I had...
Apparently, I can't look at him now, Tanny.
I thought you were trying to indicate to me that I was not...
Don't look at me!
Would you like me to not ask questions during interviews as well? Would you like me to fulfill your...
While I play my guitar?
Yeah, your Telender-esque dreams? Is that what's going on here?
Robots! Giant football stadiums!
And also one of the best terms ever introduced to this station, by the way.
That's true. Looking at the old magazines.
Yeah, yeah.
The Miller Lite Top Draft Show is at The Scout, 1301 South Wabash.
That's right down the street from me.
By Miller Lite.
Oh, I should, you know what? I'm solo daddying again tonight. I'm gonna wrap Jay up. And we're going to go and watch Lawrence and Lance do their thing.
Who's calling
Yardstick Grilled Cheese is there, right?
Is it?
I've not had the food there. Only the drinks.
You ever get a weird phone call from another country? I shouldn't answer this, should I?
Yeah, most of them are my relatives. That's what, most of them are my relatives asking me for money. Yeah, so
LiAngelo Ball might have just been calling me.
Wait, what's going?
Uh oh, welcome to Big Ball Zone.
Like yesterday,
what's going on with you this segment,
yesterday
dude?
I got a call from the Dominican Republic that I didn't answer, and now
I am the best.
Thank you.
It was Eloy
on your eBay's calling me, asking if I've got a cup that fits him.
I was about to say he wasn't dialing with his hand.
Oh, and then this just said Winnipeg, Manitoba. So I don't know. The hockey police?
Damn.
They're mad at me. They're going to tell me why the Blackhawks are slow and bad.
This is not the time to do hockey.
It's bad.
Yeah, does it matter that the Hawks are bad?
No.
Okay.
Regular season hockey doesn't matter.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
Yeah, playoff hockey is all that matters in this.
Yeah, but they were horrible in the playoffs.
The Hawks
last
fans
year,
even know that, though. The Hawks fans
People
are happy.
Are talking about Quenneville getting fired.
It's fine.
I don't know how he can make old guys young and slow guys fast.
Hey, listen, he's got championships. He did what he had to do for this city. Hawks fans don't even care about regular season hockey right now. No. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right, I'm good.
Nothing bad's going
to
happen.
All right, we'll say good evening to Lawrence next on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Keith in Lake Zurich.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you? Thank you very much for taking my call. Love your show. You guys are entertaining every day. Listen to you all the time.
Thank you, Keith.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago.
So, why therapy? What's on your mind?
Well, Doc, I love helping people learn, and I work at Hyundai. When I started, I got to help people learn that Hyundai has...
America's best warranty?
Right, or that Hyundai's...
ranked number one in customer loyalty.
Right, or that Hyundai has...
three different SUVs, from the Tucson to the seven-passenger Santa Fe.
Yeah, but now with the internet, even when I try to share breaking news like...
the Elantra and 2018 Sonata both being named a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus... when equipped with optional automatic emergency braking and dynamic bending lights.
Everyone already seems to know.
Ah, that must be frustrating.
Yeah.
Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. For a limited time, lease a 2017 Tucson for just $139 a month for 24 months with $33.39 due at signing. To learn more, stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
MidgardWindows.com.
Your holiday shopping just got a whole lot easier because of a deal you are not going to be able to top. And it's just a few clicks of their mouse and a few keystrokes, and you will have a giant box of food that is headed in whatever direction you want. I suggest you get one for yourself. I know that when it arrives at our house, the kids always get all excited because they have loved the stuff from Omaha Steaks that we've received as part of the family gift pack. And I end up being very, very glad that I have a secondary freezer in the basement to store some of of this stuff because it is a crazy amount of food. It's $49.99 for the family gift pack, and that sounds like a lot, but after I enumerate what is in that gift pack, you're going to realize it sounds like very, very little. To get this, you go to omahasteaks.com. You enter Dan B. in the search bar. That is 75% off. And Omaha Steaks, you know the quality that you're getting, the most flavorful, tender, aged beef, aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors, the cuts, hand-trimmed, vacuum-sealed. And this is the savings you get just for listening. Listen to everything you're going to get for less than $50. Okay, ready? Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasas, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and they're throwing in four additional kielbasas for free. Every bit of that. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B. in the search bar, and you get a 75% savings with the family gift pack. It's the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
I see. Today is your lucky day because the Lucky Day Lotto jackpot is over $1 million. You heard right, over $1 million. Drawings are held twice a day, every day, at 12:40 p.m. and 9:22 p.m. Plus, it's an Illinois-only game, so stop by your local retailer today and play Lucky Day Lotto from the Illinois Lottery. Play responsibly, must be 18 or...
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
CBS Wednesday. In the fight against terror.
We have an opportunity to snatch a high-level ISIL commander.
This might be our only shot.
The U.S. Navy SEALs are our greatest weapon.
Fire the hole, boys!
When we face the worst...
It's Mad Max out there.
We send in our best.
Go, go!
David Boreanaz stars...
You can run, but you can't hide.
SEAL Team, Wednesday, only CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
We've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
You know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right. We got a full broat.
Not only a full broat, but actually a home game for a lot of people who live, you know, in the South Loop, downtown, near Southside area.
You should be there.
Well, the speaker's going, I'm not going.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't be in the same place at the same time. There's a reason why our partnership dissolved.
This segment brought to you by Indeed.com.
Are you hiring?
Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Transition brought to you by Webb Ford. for a great deal on Fords in Chicago. Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. Lawrence will be joined by Lance Briggs tonight. They are at the Scout, 1301 South Wabash Avenue, presented by Miller Lite. Hello, Lawrence.
Dan and Jay, you ain't never lied about it being a home.
Yeah, man. Doesn't it feel good just to jump right on Lakeshore Drive and take your ass home?
Oh, it's just great. And you know what? I've had the benefit the last few days of the reverse commute from DePaul games.
Yeah.
It's life-changing.
It really is, isn't it?
Dan, it's life-changing.
Yeah, you don't like, go all the way out to Rosemont.
Exactly. Like, and the thing is that usually getting out to Rosemont wasn't the problem. It was getting back.
Yeah.
Because you got all of the airport traffic coming out. On Saturdays, it was the worst. So, like, you'd have, like, a 1 o'clock game because they couldn't play at night because the Wolves were playing at night. And let's say the game ends at 3. You're out of there by 3:30. It would usually take me to about 5 to get back home.
Yeah, there's some tricks, though. I mean, you can take TUI to 90 or 294.
Yeah, Cumberland area.
Yeah, there's some. Or you can, if you really know the northwest side of Chicago, you can really work it. Yeah. But yeah, that's a tough go.
It's great. And so I counted it on Saturday. So Saturday, 10,000 people there. So it was a good crowd. I was wondering what was going to happen as far as people getting in and out of the McCormick Place parking lot.
Yeah.
11 minutes from door to door.
Wow.
It's
I was
pretty
back
building
in
too.
Hyde Park. It's Jay, I have you guys need to take a tour of it. You really do.
Yeah, I'm trying to get over there, not this weekend, but maybe the weekend after that, see what the schedule is looking like, and just go over there, and because it's right in the neighborhood now.
Right. And the skyline, I think, looks really pretty with the new Marriott building.
Yeah.
I always felt like the South Loop kind of was imbalanced. And now with the Marriott there, it really looks pretty coming down 55, and it's right there, and there's a bridge that connects the two things, and it's great. And I don't try to push DePaul basketball on you, but I heard you guys talking a little bit about players to watch. I want you, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I want you to watch Friday night, DePaul versus Illinois, number 31, Max Strus. Now, I had heard a lot of hype about Strus, because it's the kid they transfer from Lewis.
Right.
So it's a D2 kid that transfer. And after watching him for 2 games, I feel very comfortable that saying that over 300 D1 programs missed on this kid.
Okay.
He can flat out ball, and he can jump. His mom was a volleyball player and a volleyball coach, and that's what he takes off like. And it's been a long time since I've seen a DePaul player go to the basket with bad intentions. Like that, and Zach and I were joking last night that as far as leaping ability, the last person we could think of to compare him to at DePaul was Dar Tucker. But he's a much better athlete and basketball player than Dar Tucker. Dar Tucker wanted to just do dunks. Right. And I love Dar because he didn't care if DePaul was up 2 or down 45. He was going to get that dunk off. But I think that you will be impressed with a 6'7 kid who was just killing at D2 and how well he's already fit in at the D1.
When you're at the new Wintrust Center, is your broadcast position on the floor?
Yes.
Okay, so what's interesting too, and this as a longtime play-by-play guy, this is the kind of thing I think about, but the fact that you're no longer on ice,
yes,
makes a big difference over the course of an entire work night. Because even when they put the creosote down there, they put the insulating stuff down there, it gets really cold where you tend to sit when you're on top of an ice rink, even if they do everything right. So the fact that you have that much more comfort, I know people don't care, they wouldn't even think about it, but that's where my head goes, is that you're going to have warmer feet.
It's not just the broadcasters. Like, I think that even people who were sitting in the first 10 rows
you better believe it.
I mean, the Allstate is a hockey place, and it should be because the Wolves do great things there. The first thing I said to Zach after we finished the game, I was like, man, it's warm in here.
Yes. It's a basketball arena.
It's really nice, and you guys should check it out. But Max Strus, man, I'm telling you.
All right.
And we'll talk with his coach tonight at 9:30. Dave Lato will join me. Our old buddy Dan Durkin will join me because I have a hypothesis, and you guys have heard me talk about this before, the concept of reverse engineering, whether it's offense or defense in football. If you have a defensive coach, he should be able to reverse engineer your broken offense. So I want to talk to him about that, and I brought it up on the pregame show on NBC Sports Chicago on Sunday, and I got incredible answers from Jim Miller, Alex Brown, and Lance Briggs, and I'm going to share that along with talking about the Bulls' foolishness.
All right, sounds good. I might drop in on you, man. Me and Jay might roll over there. Say what's up to you.
Oh, bring Jace. Yeah. I want Jace to host like a whole hour.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll have a couple of words for you. One is dada and one is no. And that's about it.
Give him his first French fry. He can gnaw on a French fry, right?
Get me in trouble with my lady. All right, Lawrence, we'll check you out over there at the Scout in the South Loop, brought to you by Miller Lite.
We thank Matt Miller, Adam Kramer, Chris Spatola, and Hub Arkish for joining us. Tomorrow's a special day.
Yes, it is.
Tomorrow we're going to be in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio, where we had our publicity photos taken today professionally. And Terry Bores is going to join us as part of the start of his book tour for the Score of a Lifetime. It's going to be a really, really fun day tomorrow. You don't want to miss it.
All right. Our video coordinator, thank you so much. The governor of the chat room, Brian Gertsch.
Matt Berg is also one of the very interesting guys in the league that we've talked to over the past couple of years. Dartmouth graduate. Said he was supposed to go to med school. He didn't want to. Very free spirit. He told us yesterday he believes in his life. He's visited either 36 or 37 countries. This past summer, he went to Uganda for the second time to get a look up close at silverback gorillas.
The gorilla.
I was wondering. I was like, he's already given us the number.
Bring it around. Where are we going?
Wow. Tanny's telling a story with these joints
now.
Did you see
the video of the gorilla with some guy sitting on his phone?
No.
Okay, there's a guy outside the gorilla enclosure, and he's looking at his phone, and the gorilla is instructing him to swipe. It's like he's showing him pictures.
It's like Tinder?
Yes.
Like telling him to swipe left or right?
Pointing,
get that one?
Yeah, it's great.
I gotta check it out.
Yeah.
All right, our executive producer, Nikki the Kid, Nick Shepkowski.
He's running stride for stride with him. And then, Matt Trubisky, you want to scramble if you're a quarterback? Watch Shaq Thompson.
Well, Mitch, Matt, whatever Trubinsky you want to find.
Yeah. And the Sultan of Sound, the audio overlord, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Tannehill.
Jay Cutler, though he had an up-and-down career in Chicago and didn't win. Didn't get to the playoffs. Didn't win a playoff game.
It's fake news.
Yeah. What?
What are you talking about?
One of his most, historic moments.
One of the best games he ever played is against the Seattle Seahawks. Two rushing touchdowns, two passing touchdowns.
And he left a playoff game and with a bad knee, and everyone killed him for it. Oh, jeez.
Come on, man.
All right, for Dan, for Brian, Nick, and Chris, I'm Jason Goff. Thank you so much for listening to
the
show.
White Sox World Series. Yeah. It's fake news,
right? Lawrence Holmes is over there at the Scout. Make sure you jump on that because it's a lot of good food and Miller Lite. I may be over there as well. We thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
I say, man, I won't go home, man. I won't go home.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly! And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
The Score and Apple Vacations want you to win the warm. Listen to the Molly and Hanley show tomorrow morning between 5 and 9 a.m. for details on how you could win one of 5 incredible trips for 2 to Grand Bahia Principe Punta Cana Resort in the Dominican Republic. Do not miss your chance to win.
Thanks to the great people at Apple Vacations.
At 670 The Score.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da-da-da-da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports